This is TWiT.
Microsoft making its biggest acquisition ever, bigger than LinkedIn, $68.7 billion to buy Activision Blizzard. And I'm sure Brianna would have had lots to say. Of course, Blizzard, Activision, has been, you know, under the spotlight lately for the harassment and the kind of the boys club. It was interesting because so in a way Microsoft is too. They've just agreed to have an investigation of how they've treated harassment cases in the past, including the Bill Gates harassment case. So is it two boys clubs joining, or is it a chastened Microsoft saying we're going to do the right thing and we're going to clean up Activision? What do you think, Devendra? First of all, is Bobby Kotick going to stay or no?
I think that's the big question for a lot of people, right? Like I've spent the past year charting like all the stories around Activision and basically how Bobby Kotick fostered this company that was not a great institution when it came to women and harassment and things like that. Like, it wasn't a great place for a lot of people. The story now is that, at least what Microsoft is saying, is that he's going to stay on, if this merger goes through. He's going to stay on. But then there was additional reporting after this was announced where people were like, under the table, just telling WSJ and others, I think, like, he's out. He's going to be out. But with a big, you know, multi-million, $100 million parachute.
He's a huge share. So Kotick joined, I didn't realize this, in 91. He's been there since 19. That's almost 40. What is it? 40 years. What is it? My math's terrible.
No.
29 years.
I'm not 40 yet. I'm almost there. Yeah.
91 plus 2, carry the 4. Anyway, a long time, almost 30 years, a little more than 30 years. And so he's actually taken Activision to new heights. He really took a company that was dying, going almost bankrupt, and turned it into a gaming behemoth. But at the same time, he's also 100. I'll look at this article from a few months ago in the Washington Post. Over 100 Activision Blizzard employees stage walkout, demand CEO steps down. Maybe this had something to do with the sale, to be honest with you. Maybe Kotick said, I'm going to cash out. And certainly one of the reasons Microsoft was able to buy it is the stock price had tumbled over the last year because of...
It was a strange situation, right? Like, that's the thing. As we were reporting this, the board of Activision was fully on his side. They fully supported him because he's made them a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's made Activision and shareholders a lot of money. So nobody's going to out there, basically for the past few decades, like Kotick has created that company, you know, and turned it into a behemoth. This is probably the best possible solution where he gets out, the company can start fresh somewhere else, and he faces no consequences because that's the way business works in America.
Yeah. Here's another story from IGN. Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick reportedly turned up late and left early from a fireside chat meeting that was meant to reassure employees of Activision Blizzard about their future. A fireside chat that was supposed to last half an hour, 16 minutes after Kotick himself turned up 7 minutes late and finished early. I think he's on his way out. I think he's taken the big payoff. And Microsoft probably is solidifying its position as a gaming company. They just bought Bethesda. They have Minecraft.
This is huge, yeah.
This is huge. And by the way, they don't just get Call of Duty and
World of Warcraft.
They get King. They get Candy Crush. This is a gaming behemoth. They also get mobile. There's mobile Call of Duty. There's obviously King is mostly mobile. So this is a really good way for Microsoft to position itself in the gaming industry. Shares of Sony, makers of the PlayStation 5, tumbled $20 billion when this news came out because of the fear that Microsoft would make all of these money makers for Sony Xbox exclusives. Microsoft kind of hedged its bets on that one. It said, yeah, no, we wouldn't.
We'll adhere to all existing deals, existing deals. Yeah.
Well, and at the same time that this, on the same day that this news broke, we also heard that the Justice Department is reorganizing so it could get tougher on tech company mergers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to wonder if this has to get through regulatory scrutiny, of course.
Yes, yes. And I suspect that it's not going to get through regulatory scrutiny until there are ironclad agreements, or at least as best as you could get them, that Microsoft won't take all these and make them Xbox exclusives. And actually, mm-hmm. you know, Microsoft's current point of view seems to be the more platforms, the merrier. And,
that's exactly what Satya Nadella does. It's, right. His first act as CEO was to announce Microsoft Office for the iPad. He's, you know, which is, you know, very kind of sacrilegious in Microsoft at the time.
And Microsoft wants, you know, as you mentioned, there's all these mobile games on here. Microsoft really doesn't have a mobile platform.
No, this is
iPad. Yeah, this gives them iPad and Android to a certain extent.
Yeah,
and so it'll give them. You know, I don't see this stuff going under Xbox umbrella. The only thing is, of course, is that there's been this constant cliche of the Netflix of games, that's what everybody is headed to. And it could be that Microsoft just makes it easier to do these games on any Microsoft platform. That could be
let's address this regulatory issue. Microsoft says this acquisition makes us the number three gaming company in the world, not even number one. Obviously, that's a defensive statement, right? We're not a monopoly.
We're still so small.
We're an indie studio.
But you're right. Mm-hmm. This is not the climate right now. I mean, the FTC and the DOJ, and we'll get to this in a little bit, but they're starting to say, well, what does monopoly mean in the modern age, and what should we? I think there's a lot of regret about not stopping the WhatsApp and Instagram acquisitions by Facebook, and I think that there may be that there will be additional scrutiny that you can count on that of this. On the other hand, doesn't make Microsoft number one. Tencent is bigger. They're Chinese.
Tencent is number one.
Yeah, Tencent's number one.
Tencent is the number one.
Yeah.
And Sony's still number two.
Number two.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It really depends what the rules are these days, and that seems to be a shifting playground. The Bobby Kotick himself gave an interview with GamesBeat, and they asked him, why do the deal? Why is this a good time to sell? Why is it a good price?
I gotta go, guys. Come on.
To which Bobby said, what are you, crazy? No, he said,
"Yeah,
it's interesting. He said, as you look at the increased competition between Tencent, NetEase, I'm not sure who that is, Sony, and now you have Google and Amazon and Apple and Facebook and Microsoft and Netflix, which is interesting because they're getting into gaming too. We were looking at over the course of the next couple of years, starting to realize in order to execute our future plans, we needed thousands of new people. That's interesting. We need them in disciplines like AI, machine learning, data analytics, cloud, cybersecurity. They're people we don't have. And the competition for that talent's really expensive. We've started to see that now, where Apple's offering big bonuses if you don't leave to get a job somewhere else. The engineering talent is hard to come by. Kotick says that. So we're starting to think about skills we need, we don't have. There was an acknowledgement and recognition that we don't know how to get this talent. Then Satya and Phil Spencer, head of gaming at Microsoft, who started having conversations with them. When Phil called, it happened to be a time we were getting ready to start our long-range planning process, realizing there were going to be challenges and issues. This is the kind of thing, by the way, that you would say. It was a strategic move. It was the move we had to make at this time in the business, completely ignoring all the other issues that he's facing personally.
That's like Facebook rebranding to Meta. Look over here.
Yeah.
Please don't look at all this other stuff. Yeah. We're moving on. Yeah.
Plus, their stock price, thanks to all these harassment allegations, had tumbled to almost half over the last year. Mm-hmm. And Microsoft was offering them 45% premium over the price. Microsoft.
In cash. Yeah.
Of course you're going to take that. Why? You know, there's not even a question. He says, they asked him, good on GamesBeat. Was a sexual harassment investigation a factor? He said it seemed to affect the stock price, right? He said, I think what affected the stock price is pushing out Overwatch and Diablo. And then people started to see this year's Call of Duty wasn't performing well. I think the California Department of Fair Housing and Employment filing and the Wall Street Journal article contributed. But stocks go up and down for a variety of reasons. And our view is $95 a share with all cash. That's a great deal for our shareholders. And it was an easy judgment. It's a great deal.
Shout out to Dean Takahashi, who did that interview, too. Dean I used to work with Dean when I was at MetroBeat. Yep. So, yeah, great, good stuff.
Yeah. Very good. Very good job. So Kotick's not going to say, yeah, I felt the heat. I thought I'd get out of the kitchen. He's going to get out with a lot of money. Just proving, you know, I don't know.
Has there been any reporting on who else came at Activision, if anybody else started to make a run at him?
I haven't seen any, but it's also like who can? You know, who has enough money to do this? Maybe Apple, but Apple historically has been really bad with games. You know, like they've had good stuff since the App Store came about and Apple Arcade is starting, and they're really good with indie developers, but they don't really make their own games. You know, they don't really understand this market. So maybe Google, you know, it would have to be a big boy to get it.
I think, and if right. Google comes to you mm-hmm. and you're Bobby
or Kotick, Amazon,
I would listen
Amazon,
to. Google, yeah. I would laugh them out the door. I mean, look what they've done with Stadia. They did, in fact, create their own independent game studio, which didn't even last a year.
Yeah. Google. So did Amazon. Yeah. And they kind of shut some stuff down.
Yeah. Although New World's, I've heard, doing very well for Amazon. So it just, Microsoft makes sense across the board. They're already in gaming.
Absolutely.
They make a very a popular console, not the number one, but the number two console. The other thing that's not to be ignored, as Kotick was saying, they have AI expertise, they have cloud expertise, they have Azure. In fact, it's good for Microsoft's other businesses. The more they use Azure, the more they use gaming, especially xCloud, their cloud gaming. That's a good testament to the strength of their network, which they can show other companies. Look, you know, we're living on Azure. You should live on Azure. So I think this, all in all, is a great deal for Microsoft. Right? It's expensive.
It's also
That's the only negative.
It's the thing Dwight had mentioned too, like the Netflix of gaming. That is what Game Pass is, and we haven't talked about Game Pass yet, but that thing, that subscription service is ridiculous. It's a ridiculously good deal for consumers. You pay like a monthly fee and you get access to hundreds of games, and as Microsoft buys all these studios,
now even
those
better.
Games,
yeah.
They get wrapped into Game Pass. So then it's like it's a no-brainer if you're a Windows user or an Xbox user. Like, why wouldn't you pay for this? And why wouldn't you pay for, Game Pass Ultimate, which also has Xbox Live? You get everything, you know, I'd rather pay $15 a month rather than $60 for a new game. But $15 a month, you get those new games, like the new Microsoft stuff, immediately. So it's just such a good deal. And that is completely changing the gaming landscape right now. So Sony is hustling to, like, figure out a solution because the way Sony makes games is so different than the way Xbox Studios make games. Sony makes big AAA titles like The Last of Us 2. Microsoft has had a lot of trouble making their own games. It took Halo Infinite so many years and so many delays to come out. So the value proposition of what Microsoft is building here just seems like undeniably great for consumers, but there's a lot of worry. I'm sure Brianna would have talked about like what this means for developers. Over at Engadget, Jessica Condit wrote up a great piece about like why this is not a good thing for the gaming industry, because for developers, more consolidation isn't always good, you know, and a lot of people think indie gaming is where the future
can
of this
you
industry
even
really
be
lies.
An indie yeah. gamer
oh
these
not
days?
Anymore
can
not
you?
With this not with this no I don't mm-hmm. think with this deal. No, because then you got, I mean, who knows what Tencent is doing, but you've got Sony, you know, which is a giant studio. You've got Microsoft. There's a lot of gravity. It's like black holes. You know, regarding the Netflix of games, there's more than one of these operations like XPass. There's NVIDIA has one, Steam. And it's
Steam isn't a subscription, but, right? Yeah, NVIDIA's isn't the same. It's a little different. That's like just streaming. That's not like all you can eat. Just gobble up all these games, you know, immediately.
But it wouldn't take that much mm-hmm. for Steam to start offering that, and they probably will at some point.
There's a little bit of a cloud business at Steam, But it's not mm-hmm. the big business. They're mostly it's you it's buy like, games in Steam. It's a library.
You buy games and also like you it's your internal cloud. So you have a Steam box, you have your gaming PC, and you put an app on your Apple TV or something. You can play games remotely right. within your house. You could stream right. locally, but doing it remotely or from like far off distances, that's much harder. What NVIDIA's doing is interesting, but that is specifically against Xbox cloud gaming. Which I feel like Microsoft is just kind of hedging their bets on right now. But the brilliant thing is that is a part of Game Pass as well. So Game Pass subscribers on their consoles now on PCs can just hit a button and start streaming game. Don't have to download anything. Don't have to install it. Microsoft just like really has their fingers in all the like pieces of the future of gaming. And I think that is what that's what's worrying a lot of big companies. I'm sure Sony is freaking out right now because they when it comes to online stuff, when it comes to like next gen gaming ideas, Sony almost always feels like they're kind of lagging behind, whereas Nintendo and Microsoft tend to be the innovators, really.
I wonder if... Game Pass is clearly a winner. I'm sure the price will go up. I wonder if it'd be even more of a winner if they could have sold more Xboxes. They're so mm-hmm. the supply is so constrained. Although, I mean, the benefit of Game Pass is you can play on, a dumb
old
terminal.
Xboxes.
You could pay it on an you old can play, one. You yeah. play it anywhere.
They've also talked about making dongles that you just plug into your TV, and that's what you used to stream cloud games to.
Because all the work's done in the cloud, so it can run on any dumb terminal, basically.
Where Microsoft's going, there are no consoles. You know, like it is the back to the future thing. They are leapfrogging to like this whole other idea of what the industry is going to be, whereas Sony's like, please buy this box. This box is – this is all of us. Yeah, this is our entire company
in
this
box.
Yeah,
people are buying it.
They are.
It's the best seller by far and away. It's not. Its supply is not as constrained either. I don't know what Sony did differently from Microsoft, but it's a lot easier to get a PlayStation 5 than an Xbox Series X. S you can get, but X is hard to get. I know because I keep trying.
Microsoft doesn't care because they just want you to buy that subscription.
I think you're right.
Stay on it forever.
Right. I think you're right. In fact, the way they want you to buy an Xbox these days is with a $35 a month Game Pass subscription that includes an Xbox. They're so smart. I honestly am more and more impressed with Satya Nadella's management. He's turned away from that Windows. It's Windows or nothing, right? He's turned away from that. He's really pivoted a giant company and has made it more successful. And I think this is a really good example of a strategic acquisition that just makes sense in every way. And they've got the money. It's about half of their cash position. It's about 1 month of revenue. That's expensive. It's not cheap. But I think it's a good investment in their future. And the main thing to me is it synergizes well with their other businesses. It's just a natural all around. I can't see any negatives at all to it.